You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
For 8 weeks, Melbourne has been under a nightly curfew as part of the Victorian government's efforts to mitigate the state's coronavirus crisis. But after the two-week rolling case average for new COVID-19 cases in Melbourne fell to 22.1, well below the aim of 30 to 50, Premier Daniel Andrews says things can start to change.
Tonight will be the last night of the curfew. It will be lifted from 5 a.m. tomorrow. And I want to make a very important additional announcement, though, in relation to that matter. Whilst the curfew comes off, that tonight's the last night, we have decided that a new fine, a penalty almost to $5,000, just less than $5,000, will apply for any unlawful outdoor gatherings or indoor gatherings.
From Monday, at least 127,000 employees will also be allowed to return to on-site work, which is 3,000 more than expected. A household or up to 5 people from 2 households will be permitted to gather outside. The limit on 1 person per household going shopping each day will also be lifted after 11:59 p.m. tonight. From the 3rd of October, Year 12 students will be able to return to schools for assessments, with all primary school students to return to classrooms from the 12th of October. Greg lives in Doncaster, in Melbourne's northeast. He says it's been a tough year for his family.
We've got a daughter doing Year 12 this year, which has been very difficult for her, very trying. You know, they've got schoolies that's been cancelled, formals that have been cancelled. So watching with interest, because she's got her sacs and is leading into exams. So she goes back in a couple of weeks, which is exciting for her, but it has been challenging for these kids. And obviously, that's one positive.
Other easing restrictions include hospital patients being permitted 1 visitor per day for a maximum of 2 hours, while exercise limits of 2 hours per day within a 5 kilometre radius will remain in place. Will is a firefighter living in the inner Melbourne suburb of South Yarra. He says while he understands the importance of the restrictions staying in place, he misses his normal fitness routine.
I'm so excited that I can go swimming again. That is just, I am stoked. So I've got a few friends that I like to go swimming with, and we are very ready to book the first sessions we can and get out there into the pool. I think that sort of exercise you can do that isn't just, you know, running around a park, that's the stuff I'm excited about. If the gyms could reopen one day, that would be amazing, but I know that's a while off.
For the first time since the 30th of June, there are less than 400 active coronavirus cases in Victoria. But Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton warns the lower numbers don't mean residents can return to pre-pandemic life just yet.
Where indeed people are too close together, there's speaking and laughing and shouting and masks are not necessarily worn. That cannot happen at this stage. We'll get to a point where it can, but that is not now.
The Victorian government is expected to take the third step on its roadmap to ease restrictions on the 19th of October, a week earlier than originally scheduled. But opposition leader Michael O'Brien says that's not fast enough.
We need to have a premier that will listen. Listen to those people who are the experts and who say that we can reopen safer and sooner. That's what we need to start undoing the massive damage that has been done to our economy, but also to our society. How many families have not been able to see each other for months? How many friends have not been able to see each other for months? We need to start getting our life back. There's a way to do it safer and sooner. Daniel Andrews should be listening to those voices who can tell him how to do that instead of just keeping us locked down.
Meanwhile, Queensland has recorded 1 new coronavirus infection, a returned overseas traveller in hotel quarantine. In New South Wales, no new cases of COVID-19 have been recorded for the first time since the 10th of June. Dr. Christine Selvey from New South Wales Health says it's important testing numbers in the state remain high, so authorities have an accurate picture of how much virus is in the community.
We continue to ask people to please remain vigilant and come forward for testing immediately if symptoms such as a runny nose, scratchy throat, cough or fever appear. This is particularly important with the start of the school holidays and increased movement of people around the state.
Federal Tourism Minister Simon Birmingham says he's hopeful a travel bubble between Australia and New Zealand can be established by the end of the year. But he says states and territories must first open up to each other.
I hope that in opening up to New Zealand, that we can see as many states of Australia as possible welcome visitors from New Zealand when we do so. But of course, you've got to be willing to open your state borders to do that. New South Wales is well placed, not just because of flight connections with New Zealand, but of course because New South Wales is open to all other states other than Victoria, making it a logical entry point.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.